This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day one of our readings, and it's January 1. Happy New Year. Now, some of you have been on this journey for a couple of years now, so to all our returning journeyers, welcome back. And to those who are new, I'm so happy you're joining us for this daily immersing into the sacred scriptures. Our format will be a bit different this year, so let me briefly explain. Each day we will be reading from both the Old and New Testaments. Our Old Testament readings will be primarily focused this year on the books that are found in the lectionary readings for the special feasts and seasons of the church year. Don't worry, we will be reading through all the Psalms and Proverbs a little bit each day, and I'll also be sharing when these Old Testament readings are read in the church and why they're read at that time. This will help us to put a context to the Old Testament as we hear it in the church services throughout the year. As far as the New Testament, we will be reading the whole thing from Matthew to the book of Revelation. You can see the whole plan at the Daily Orthodox Scriptures website. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's where you can go for the reading plan if you want to see the whole picture. I will also be putting up the readings there each day of the year. So check out our dailyorthodoxscriptures.com website anytime. So today, we will be reading from Genesis 1, Psalms 1 and 2, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and Matthew chapter 1. Genesis is the first book of the Bible, and it is the first book of a five-book collection called the Book of Moses. It is also called the Torah, and it's sometimes just referred to as the Law. It covers the longest period of time in any book of the Bible, and is filled with many stories that have become universal, such as the creation stories, Noah and the flood, and Joseph and his brothers. We actually read through the book of Genesis during the period of Great Lent. It is the story of God's love and creation of humankind, the falling away from God, and all that God did, all the people he led to bring us back into a loving relationship with him. And that is what Lent is about too, about our own restoration back to embrace the Father. So as we see the journey of humanity in Genesis, it reminds us of our own journey back to the kingdom. And that's why it's read during Great Lent. We can only fully understand what Jesus has done for us when we understand how we have fallen away. The journey of the people of Israel becomes our journey as Christians. The first chapter of Genesis is also read on the eve of Christmas, Theophany, and on Holy Saturday. These being the greatest feasts of the year, we read this chapter that tells the story of the beauty of creation and God's great purpose for humankind, of which these feasts celebrate God's work to restore that beauty to his creation. And today we will also read the first two Psalms. The Orthodox Church breaks up the Psalms into 20 sections called kathisma. The first kathisma would include Psalms 1 through 8 and would generally be read on Saturday night at Vespers. Often it is abbreviated to the hymn that many of us are familiar with and begins, "Blessed is the man." This is the beginning of Psalm 1. The hymn that is often sung on Saturday night contains select verses of the first kathismata. And the second psalm is read as part of the verses before the Old Testament readings on Christmas Eve, Listen today for the part in Psalm 2 where we say, "The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.'" The whole psalm is also read on Holy Friday during the royal hours. You should be able to recognize in the psalm the expression of a people who have rejected their Lord. Proverbs, like Genesis, is another book we read throughout Great Lent. We read the first 20 verses of chapter 1 on the first day of Lent. Today we will read just the first 5 verses. Well, I think that's plenty of introduction for our first day. Now to our readings. Let's begin. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God made heaven and earth. The earth was invisible and unfinished, and darkness was over the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw the light. It was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, the darkness he called night, and there was evening and morning, one day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the water from the water." And it was so. Thus God made the firmament, and God divided the water under the firmament from the water above the firmament. So God called the firmament heaven, and God saw that it was good. And there was evening and morning the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. The water under heaven was gathered into its places, and the dry land appeared. So God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the herb of grass, bearing seed according to its kind and likeness. Let the fruit tree bear fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind on earth." It was so. Thus the earth brought forth the herb of grass, bearing seed according to its kind and likeness. The fruit tree bore fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind on earth. God saw that it was good. So evening and morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven for illumination to divide day from night. Let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. Let them be for illumination in the firmament of heaven to give light on the earth." It was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. So evening and morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters bring forth creatures having life, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of heaven's firmament." It was so. Thus God made great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. God saw that it was good. God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let birds multiply on earth." So evening and morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, quadrupeds, the creeping things, and the wild animals of the earth according to its kind." It was so. So God made the wild animals of the earth according to their kind, the cattle according to their kind, and all the creeping things on earth according to their kind. God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of heaven, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that moves on the earth." So God made man in the image of God he made him, male and female he made them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea,
over the birds of heaven, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Then God said, Behold, I have given you every seed-bearing herb that sows seed on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. I also give every green plant as food for all the wild animals of the earth, for all the birds of heaven, and for everything that creeps on the earth, in which is the breath of life. It was so. Then God saw everything he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So evening and morning were the sixth day. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the troublesome, but his will is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by streams of waters that produces its fruit in its season, and his leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Not so are the ungodly, not so, but they are like the dust the wind drives from the face of the earth. Therefore the ungodly shall not rise in the judgment, nor sinners in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage, and the people meditate on vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers gather together against the Lord, and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands, and cast away their yokes from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh at them, the Lord shall mock them. Then shall he speak to them in his wrath, and trouble them in his anger. But I was established as king by him, over his holy hill of Zion, declaring the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son, today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall shepherd them with an iron staff, you shall shatter them like a potter's vessel. And now, O kings, understand, be instructed, all you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice in him with trembling. Lay hold of his instruction, lest the Lord be angry, and you perish from the righteous way, when his fury shall be quickly kindled. Blessed are all who trust in him. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, who reigned in Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, and to understand words of discernment, to receive both subtlety of words and to understand true righteousness and upright judgment, so as to give astuteness to the simple, and both perception and understanding to a young man. For a wise man who hears these things will be wiser, and the man of understanding will gain direction. Matthew chapter 1. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab. Amminadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab, Boaz begot Obed by Ruth, Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam, Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham, Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh, Manasseh begot Amon, and Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiud, Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor. Azor begot Zadok, Zadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliud. Eliud begot Eleazar, Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
So in today's gospel from the first chapter of Matthew, we hear this genealogy that goes from Abraham to Jesus. A lot of names we heard, we will be hearing soon through the book of Genesis. I'm not sure how literal this list is. Luke gives us a list as well, but it's a little different. We need to remember that the Gospels were written to share the good news. That's what gospel means, good news. It wasn't meant to be a journalist's or historian's description of the events. It's meant to teach us something about who God is and what he's doing in our lives. And one of the things we notice here is that God uses all sorts of people to bring Jesus to us. He uses rich and poor, kings and people otherwise unknown, people of high virtue and people with little virtue, all sorts of people. God can and does use anybody. This genealogy is not drawn with a straight line of righteousness. The line to Jesus is really crooked. And one of the things we need to understand is that God's plan is not like our plan. He uses the straight and the crooked to bring about his plan. He uses great saints and uses people like you and me too. We actually just read this passage not too long ago. It's read on the Sunday before Christmas. And now that we are closing that season and preparing for Theophany in a few days, let's remember that the great king who was born in the lowly manger is humble enough to even use us for his purposes. And this is because the most humble and authentic thing is love. This is what we read throughout the scriptures. This is what we will encounter throughout our journey to the kingdom. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.